Welcome to Miracle Night. Prophet Jason Leppard. Come expecting your miracle. God has something for you tonight. Stay tuned. You can find us on Instagram Live, Telegram Live. You can email us at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can visit us on our website at www.godsavingministries.com. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day and listen to the radio station, Kingdom Radio, at www.thekingdomradio.com. Alrighty. Or you can go to the podcast at www.thekingdompodcast.com. There you will find archives of all the messages we have preached. If you're looking to start a business online or go to our online school, email me for more information at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can sign up for our daily Word from God email at connect.godsavingministries.com. If you want to financially support us, you can also go to Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or do you have Cash App at God Saving Ministries? Stay tuned. Prophet Jason Leppard. All righty, guys. All righty. Good evening. Welcome tonight, guys. Welcome here on Instagram, too, guys. Welcome here on Instagram. Welcome to Miracle Night, guys. Miracle Night, where miracles still happen. Miracles still happen. I'm telling you, miracles still happen. You follow what I'm saying? Miracles still happen. Okay? Okay. Anyways, we're going to go into something tonight that's really, I believe that God is calling us to, and we don't fail to realize that God is calling us to these things. What is God calling us to? What is God calling us to? What is he calling us to, guys? What is he calling us to? What is he calling us to? He's calling us to. Hold on, guys. Just give me a minute. Hold on. All righty. Sorry about that, guys. He's calling us to something great. What am I talking about? He's calling us something great. Something great. Great. He's calling us to a place of greatness. He's calling us to a place of greatness, guys. And we're going to be in Timothy tonight. I want you to go to Timothy. I like being in God's Word because God's Word really is relevant to what we need to hear tonight. Okay? I'm going to teach you guys something that God has taught me about obedience. I'm sorry, guys. Let's go to Deuteronomy 27, 28. Let's go to 27 and 28. Okay? King James Version. I know some people whether do the other ones, but I like King James. I mean, it gives most accurate, I think. Okay. Okay, guys, here we go. Let's go to King James. Let's go to Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Okay. Let's go to Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. 27 and 28. Guys. Okay. We're gonna read it tonight. We're gonna read it. Okay. 27 and 28. We're in Deuteronomy 27 and 28, guys. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. And guys, like I say, we're all over Facebook. We got 4 or 5 Facebook pages. We're on live on YouTube. We're also on Telegram. We're on Telegram too. Hey May, how you doing? We're on Telegram too, guys. We're on Telegram. You can actually download this. It's called Need a Word from God. I actually think Need a Word from God. That's what it's saying right here. Need a Word from God. Need a Word from God. So we're on Telegram too, guys. You can look us up. Need a Word from God. We're just about all over, okay? Okay, come to hear the word. Hello, Lucy. How you doing tonight? Glory to God. All right, we're going to go to Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Good evening, good evening. We're going to go to Deuteronomy 27, 28. Guys, you can go on our Facebook page at God Saving Ministries and tune in. We're also live on our radio station at www.thekingdomradio.com. You can go on there live right now and listen to us live. We're live on our radio station too. So we got people from all overseas. We actually got people on there from China, Europe. These people get on there all the time, but they come on Wednesday nights too. So we don't see them here, but they're listening on the radio. They leave comments all the time. Thank you for the word. So anyways, let's go to Deuteronomy 27, 28. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. If I can find it here. I'm in the King James Version, guys. Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Okay? All righty, 27 and 28. And this talks about the blessings of the Lord. It talks about the blessings of the Lord. It talks about the blessings of the Lord, guys. The blessings of God. The blessings. The blessings of God. And I wanna go right here, and it says in verse 3, "And thou shalt write unto them all the words of the law, when thou art passed over, and thou mayest go into the land which the Lord God giveth thee, a land that's flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord God thy fathers have promised thee. Therefore it shall be, when they be gone over the Jordan, it shall be set up," watch this, guys, "set up these stones which I command you this day in the Mount of Aven, and thou shalt build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones, that thou shalt not lift up an iron tool upon them, Thou shalt build an altar of the Lord, thou shalt God with a whole stones. Crossing into the promised land. And thou shalt be burnt offerings in the Lord, and thou shalt offer peace offerings. Thou shalt eat there, rejoice before the Lord. Thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of the law very plainly. See, the reason why they told him to write on the stones is because God wants you to remember his statutes. Listen, I'm telling you, God would not withhold nothing from you, them that walk upright. See, God wants you in a place of obedience. God wants you in a place where you no longer are doing things that's operating in the spirit of darkness anymore. Listen, God don't want you to entertain devils anymore in your life, because if you keep entertaining them, you're never going to walk in this promised land we're talking about tonight. You're never. Saying, take heed and hearken unto Israel, that this day becomes the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these are the stones upon Mount Gazernot to bless the people, and ye were come over the Jordan, Solomon, and Levi, and Judah, and Ezra, and Joseph, and Benjamin, and all these stand upon the Mount of Aben to curse Rabin, and the Levite shall speak and say. Now I'm gonna stop right there. I want to stop right there in verse 14. It says, the Levites shall speak. Now, the Levites was very blessed people. They obeyed the word of the Lord. Listen, they were walking in obedience. So they had a power to curse people. See, there's a place in God you get where you can get where God enables you to bless people or curse people. But what did Jesus say? When people curse you, do not curse them back, but bless them. Why did he say that? Because if you curse people, God will back your words. Just like he did David. David had harsh prayers. David prayed for his enemies to swallow up in their own pity. And God heard his prayer. Why? Because David had an anointing on his life. He had to be careful what he spoke. And this is the same concept right here. It says in verse 14, and the Levites shall speak and say unto, I'm going to take this off, guys. It's getting a little bit hot. It's a little bit warm in here. Shall speak unto all the men of Israel in the loud voice. This is what he said. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, and the works of his hand of crafty, and put it in the most secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed be thou sitteth in the light by his father and his mother. He shall say, and all the people shall say, amen. So the people said amen to come into agreement of what he said. Let me tell you something. God can use somebody to curse you. You know that? And only God can curse you. Man can't curse you. Nobody can't curse you. God can, listen, only God can release a curse off of your life. That's it. Some of you are fighting generational curses, and you need God to lift that curse off of your life. You struggle. You struggle in some areas. That's because you're cursed. It's almost like you strive to do certain things and cannot do them because you're dealing with a curse. The only way to lift a curse is you got to come to God and say, God, search me. Search me, God. If there be anything inside of me that is not pleasing to you, God, get rid of it. But see, here's the problem. We don't like looking at ourselves. We blame it on everybody else. Everybody, it's your fault. It's you. You're like this because you made me like this. You're like this because you raised me like this. No, it's you. God is dealing with you. Why is God dealing with you? Because you're the only one that's going to break the curse. Wow. Wow. And it says, Adam and Eve, watch this. And all the people say, amen. Cursed be the man that maketh blind to wander out of the way. And the people shall say, amen. Cursed be him that preserveth the judgment of a stranger and fatherless and the widow. And all the people shall what? Say amen. All the people come into agreement. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife. See, you're cursed because you do actions. When you do somebody wrong or when you do somebody right, you either get blessed or you get cursed. It's called, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, he will reap. Be careful what you say over certain people. Be careful what actions you apply to people. When you do people wrong, there's a curse that comes on you. And only God can reveal these things to you. Sometimes, you ever see this? Jesus made a statement on the cross, and this is what he said. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, why would he make that kind of statement? Because the only reason why Jesus made that statement, because people are blind. When spirits get on people, demons get on people, they're blind. They're blind, guys. When a spirit possesses you, and yes, Christians, you can be possessed by devils. I've seen it too many times. You can be bound with the devil being a Christian. Oh, yeah. Jesus, listen, Peter Peter had a devil following Jesus. You know that? He turned around. He said, Lord, I don't believe you should die right now. And he turned around. And this is what he said. Satan, thou get behind me. He called Peter Satan because he knew Satan was using Peter to try to stop the will of God. Oh, but that blows your mind. I bet that ruins your doctrine. Oh, Christians can't have demons. Oh, yes, they can. They can be influenced by evil spirits and not even know it. See, Satan spirits in Genesis chapter 3, the first thing he took from Eve was her eyesight. The first thing he took, watch this, the first thing he took was her eyesight. He blinds you to the fact that he's got you in a place and you think God led you there. You better recheck yourself because my Bible tells me the heart is desperately wicked. My Bible tells me lean not into your own understanding, but acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Did you acknowledge him? Did he give you signs before you moved? But if he didn't, then you're out of place. Hey, who am I talking to tonight? My God, Shereboko Ramama. You're out of place. Satan tries to blind you. And you think it's God. That's the same thing he did in the garden, guys. Did God really say? He's always trying to move us out of the place of God. He makes it look good, guys. He makes it look beautiful. There was one time I remember years ago, I was down in Atlanta, Georgia. These people was going to take me and my wife and go sing. It's my ex-wife. And I walked in the back bedroom. And it looked all good. I mean, everything I wanted in ministry, the plane, the traveling in the ministry, everything. I mean, it looks so good. But just because something looks good don't mean it's of God. You got to listen to that inner man that tells you, that gives you a peace and a no, don't go here. So I went back to the room that night and I looked and I was singing, by the way, but I didn't feel a peace about none of that. Not at all. Coming to find out, the sound guy, that night we went out to eat. They even bought our suits. We were going to go sing full time, everything. I thought my ministry was taking off. And God said, no, it's not time, son. You're not ready. See, God's got to get you ready for ministry. You think you're ready? You're not ready. You got to be endure hardship. You got to know how to fight the good fight of faith. You got to know these things. You can't just be pushed out there because you think you can fight devils now. When God puts you in a leadership position, my friend, I'm telling you, you're going to fight more than devils. It's hard. It's not easy. And you got to be mature enough to go on full-time ministry. Mature. But here's the thing. I was sitting there that night and all of a sudden, I couldn't find a peace about none of it. And see, here's the problem is, he said, let your requests be known unto God and the peace of God that passes understanding. I'm going to teach you something tonight. Here's what I'm going to show you. God showed me this many years ago. We try to figure things out when God's already worked it out. We try to figure things out when God's already worked it out. That's what we do. We get the calculator. We get these things, right? We get these things. We try to figure things out, but here's the thing I'm trying to teach you here. The Bible says, let your requests be known unto God in the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The enemy is trying to attack your mind to deceive you to go the wrong way because he knows when you make wrong decisions, it repercuts a curse on your life. He knows that. And here's the thing. The reason why I didn't stay down there in Atlanta, Georgia, come to find out that night we went out to eat and God told me to look under the table and the sound man was flirting with my wife and come to find out she had a baby with him and they were still sleeping together. So I said, and God said, son, I want you to leave. I'm not into this. That's what God told me. I said, well, I'm going back to Chattanooga. And they called me the devil that night and everything. They did. I promise you, they did. Listen, guys, we got to listen to that inner voice. And the thing about peace is God will give you a peace about something. When you ask God, when you pray about stuff, you seek the peace of it. And when you feel that peace and you can't understand it, that's God telling you, I'm leading in this direction. Have you ever felt something in your life? You prayed about it. You just keep feeling a peace about it. And don't even know why you feel a peace about it. That's God leading you in that direction. It's like when I bought my truck up there. I went in the office. I knew it was like so much a month, but see, I felt a peace about it. And I didn't even understand why. That's why you just need to go. You need to seek the peace of God. Because the Bible says, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You seek the peace. You don't seek the understanding because that's what got us in problems in the garden in Genesis chapter 3. We seek the understanding of things and it got us in trouble. If you don't feel a peace about something, don't do it. Don't do it. Pray about it. And if you can't feel peace about it at all, that's God telling you no. Not right now. So these people in 27 here, they did certain things right here in verse 22. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, and the daughter of his mother. And all these people shall what? Say amen. Cursed be that lieth with his mother-in-law. So see, when people do these things, curses fall on them. When you do your parents wrong, curses fall on you. What did he say in Ephesians 6? He said, obey your parents in the Lord so you will live long. But if you don't, your life will be shortened. Come on, guys. Curses are falling on us because of things that we're doing. When you cheat people, when you lie to people, curses fall on you just like that. And the only way to make that curse go away, you got to make it right with the person you done wrong. Come on, guys. I'm telling you the truth here. What did Jesus say? If you have an ought with your brother, go to your brother and reconcile with your brother, and then take your gift to the altar. Curses will never leave your life until you make it right. My Jesus. I'm telling you, cursed. And I'm going to tell you something too. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go here too. Guys, if you're tithers, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm spirit led. I'm going to be spirit led tonight. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what ministry you're under. I don't care who you give to, and I don't care what you give to. I don't care. When you're not giving where God has led, and you know for a fact God has led you to give there, just because you go to a church and attend a church, and that's your church, does not mean God wants you to tithe there. Let me tell you something God taught me many years ago. He taught me, he said, son, I'm telling you right now, that is my money. And if you don't put it where I want it to go, then you're still cursed with a double curse. Malachi chapter 3, you're cursed with a curse. Be careful, guys. Pray about your tithing. Pray about your giving. I got tithers that tithe in our ministry here. They said God told them. I said, well, if God told you, then do it. Listen, I don't have to beg for money. This is God's ministry. This is what God wants. This is what God wants. God-saving ministries will go forward. Do you hear what I'm saying? God-saving ministries will go to the nations. God-saving ministries will build a building up here in Blue Ridge, Georgia. God-saving ministries will build the House of Hope. God-saving ministries will go forward. With you, or without you. God's got big plans for this ministry because it's his ministry. It didn't say Jason Leopard's ministry. It said God's saving ministries. This is God's ministry. And when you give to his work and do what he's doing here, this is what's going to happen to you. Curses are going to break. Why? Because when you obey God with his money and put his money where you want it, I need to go to this, guys. Hold on. I want to show you something. I'm just going to show you something. Hold on, guys. I want to show you something right quick, guys. I feel led to go here, okay? Give me just a minute, guys. Matthew chapter 25, 14 through 30. Let's read it. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Let's read it right quick, guys. Matthew chapter 25. 14, and we'll end with this, guys. We'll end with this. 14. 14 through 30. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country, who's called his own servants, delivered them goods, his goods. Unto one he gave 5 talents. Listen to this, guys. This is really going to bless you. Gave 5 talents. To another he gave 2 talents. To another he gave 1 talent. To every man according to his several abilities. So God is never, I'm going to say this, God will never give you a job with not having the skills to do it. I don't care what you've heard from nobody. God will never open doors for you without learning a skill to know how to operate. Otherwise, God will never give you a doctor's position when you don't know how to get a telescope and check somebody's temperature. Come on, guys. It's just common sense. It's just common sense. That's why when God is getting ready to increase you, he will increase your knowledge and your skills. He will, I promise you. God is never going to give you and never going to open doors for you. I don't care what you say, what you hear from people, they're false and they're wrong. And I'll tell them to they're wrong to their face because that don't even make no sense. Listen, then he took and had received 5 talents. But right here it says, to every man according to his several abilities. So otherwise, God's not going to open nothing to you until you learn the ability to gain more talents. Now, let's go on. Straightway took his journey, and then he had received 5 talents, went and traded with the same, and made his another 5 talents. So he took what God had, and he invested it, and he gained more. So he was a good steward, right? So we're talking about God's money here, God's economy. This is God's economy, folks. Listen, you're dealing with his 10% that he has blessed you with. He's trying to trust you with. But you got to be a good steward over his money, or he's not going to give you more. I promise you he won't. You'll never increase. If you don't do what I say tonight, you will never, ever increase. I promise you. 10 years from now, you'll be in the same spot. Listen, when you start doing God and giving the way God wants you to give, you should not be in the same spot in the next 1 or 2 years. You should not be in the same spot. God brings us higher and higher and higher, just like he did him. He gave him 5 talents. He did good with his 5 talents. He was faithful. He was true. God gave him 5 more talents. So he increased him. I'm trying to teach you something tonight, guys. He received 5 talents and went and traded with the same and made them 5 more talents. And likewise, he that has received 2 talents, he gained another 2. So they were fruitful in what God had gave them. Listen, I'm going to show you something. Watch this. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth. And see, that's why a lot of us, we just bury our talents. We just bury our money and say, well, God, you understand, I can't give this week. I'm broke. I'm broke. And we just bury his money. We just bury his money. And guys, we're talking about God's money here because talents are the same thing. Watch this. I went and dig in the earth and I hid the Lord's money. That's money. That didn't say talent. It said money. I hid the Lord's money. So God was trying to show us an illustration here. He's trying to trust you with the money that he has given you and that job he's given you. And you're not doing what God's told you to do. Well, I go to the Baptist church and I give to the Baptist. I don't care what church you go to. If God didn't tell you to give there, then you're still walking in disobedience. I don't care. That's God's money, folks. You do what God tells you to do with his money. That's not your money. God gave you that job. God gave you that help to get up every morning. God gave you these things. You don't think he did? Watch him pull back your spirit and watch your health go down. And what are you going to do then? Because you ain't going to have no job. You ain't going to have nothing. It happens to a lot of people. It says, verse 19, after a long time in the Lord, those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And he said, receive 5 talents, came and bought another 5 talents, saying, the Lord deliverest desired unto me 5 talents. Behold, I gained beside them 5 more. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful. See, God considers you faithful. See, a lot of you will pay your tithes for a week, maybe for a month, and then you'll quit. No, that ain't how it works. You got to make a decision. This is going to be for here on out. My God, who am I talking to? Jesus. Faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And he that receiveth 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered me 2 talents. So it don't matter how much money you have, guys. God is trying to trust you of what little you do have. My God. Lord delivereth me 2 talents. Behold, I gained 2 other talents. Besides them, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. This is what he said right here. Then which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou was a hard man, reaping where thou had not sowed, and gathered where thou hast not strowed. And I was afraid. I'm going to stop right there. You know why a lot of people don't obey God in their finances? Because money is their God. I'm going to say it. Money is your God. You trust in that money more than you do God. That's why God uses 10% of his money, so you'll give him 10%. But here it is. We pay our taxes because we're made to. And I asked God that one day. I said, God, why does the government make us pay taxes? And remember, he said, give God's what's God and give Caesar's what's Caesar's. Why do we're made to pay taxes? Because we wouldn't pay taxes. If it was a choice, we wouldn't. But here's the thing. I said, God, why did you make them have a choice to pay you 10% then? He said, because I want my people to give to me because they love me. Come on, somebody. God loves a cheerful giver. He does. He loves a cheerful giver. He wants you to give like he's a giver. God so loved the world that he gave his only. He gave his best. He didn't give a dollar to the offering plate. He gave everything he had. I get sick of these people giving dollars when you know you got more than that. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. If you got a dollar, that's fine. That's fine. But a lot of you ain't got dollars because you lied to the Holy Ghost. Ananias, Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost killed them over land. They were supposed to give land up to the apostles, and they lied to the Holy Ghost. God knows what you got in your wallet, trust me. And he says, I was afraid. I went and hid the talent. And lo, hast thou thine. Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked. God considered that man wicked because he wouldn't obey him in the finances. And I hate to say this, guys. When you're robbing from God, you're wicked too. You're wicked. God considers you wicked. When you take his money and rob him, you're wicked. You're a thief. And then everybody says they want to go to heaven. You think God's going to put a thief in heaven? You're robbing the man of his money. What if somebody come in your house and took your money and just left? He considered this man. He said, Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou hast reaped where I sowed not, gathered where I did not strow. Thou art therefore to put my money to exchangers. Now, guys, this is not talking about talents here. It's talking about money. Back then, they used the word talents for money. They did. You got to read the Bible, guys. You can't. People think that's talking about talents. It's talking about money. He just said it. Therefore have to put my money to exchangers. And then exchangers, and then that my coming shall receive my own. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to the one that has 10 talents. So God took the money from that guy and gave it to the one that was producing more money. And why was the guy that had the 10 talents producing more money? Because he was investing. Come on, guys. Look, that's a principle you need to practice. A lot of you broke because you ain't invested in anything. You just living paycheck to paycheck. My God, who am I talking to? Listen, saving is biblical and investing is biblical. Come on. It's in biblical, guys. Invest in some things to make you some more money. For to everyone that has is be given and shall have abundance. That's right. He multiplied. That's exactly right. He invested in God's work. That's right. You're absolutely right. But from him that has not even taken from him, cast you unprofitable servant unto the outer darkness. This guy went to hell, brothers and sisters. The guy actually went to hell because he wasn't faithful with God's talents and God's money. See, God has to trust people. And let me tell y'all something. There was another guy in the Bible, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close, guys, I promise. There was one more guy in the Bible who was very unfaithful, and he actually used money to betray our Lord. His name was Judas. Every time you rob God of his money, you're being a Judas, guys. I'm sorry, I'm gonna put it the way God puts it to me. You're being another Judas and portraying our Lord and putting him on the cross over again. Because you trust in that money more than you do God. And all God asks for you is to give him 10% to help his ministries build the kingdom of God. And let me tell you something. Your tithes belongs to a ministry that God is moving and people are growing. People are getting healed. People are getting set free of demons. People are getting set free of spirits. People are getting healings. We're actually pacified. That's the move of God. It ain't a church you sit in a pew. Nobody's growing. Nobody's going. The church ain't growing spiritually. That's not a church to me. I'm sorry. That's a clown. That's a place of, I'm going to call it a bunch of clowns because that's what they are. I'm sorry, guys. I had to put it the way God puts it to me. Okay, guys. We're going to take up our offer tonight. If you would, I'm going to give you that number to text to. And you can text the word give to phone number 833-645-2820. And you can set up a gap with Tively and and once you set up your account, guys, you can put $10, $20, and just put the $20 in there, and it automatically come out through text. And that number is 833 833-645-2820. 2820, that's right. Thank you. And text the word give. So you guys from the radio, I'm going to say that number one more time. It is 833-645-2820. And you can text the word give to that. Obey God tonight, guys. Do what God tells you to do. Listen, we're trying. Listen, we got all this equipment. We just bought new cameras for the studio here. We bought the backdrop with the purple lights, and we're just really updating the studio. I know that's, well, Jason, is that really purpose? Yes, it is, because we're reaching people by video. Our YouTube channel is growing, guys. We got ads out there right now for our radio station. We're trying to reach more people for God, guys. I'm telling you. And we need your financial support. And not also your financial support, we need your prayers too. And like I say, that number is 833-645-2820. So if you want to give tonight, obey God. Do what God tells you to do, guys, because when you do, you release a blessing over your life instead of cursings. You follow what I'm saying? Is everybody following me tonight? I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. And I'm going to say that number one more time. It's 833-645-2820. Text the word give to that number, and it should set you up an account. And like I say, guys, we appreciate every one of y'all's gifts tonight, giving all this. If you're giving on the radio, guys, if you're giving on Instagram here tonight, if you're giving on Facebook, if you tuned in on all of our Facebook pages and our personal page or whatever, I'm telling you tonight, God will bless you when you do give. I promise you he will. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Like I say, guys, we are here trying to reach the lost at every cost. We're wanting to build, be honest with you, we're trying to build. We need probably, we're trying, I have a vision of a big, huge building and a hotel. And this is the vision I have of a hotel. But I'm going to be honest with y'all, it's going to cost about $22 million for this project. I'm telling you guys, God laid it on my heart to build a big facility, put our studio inside. We'll still be online. We'll still be broadcasting all over the nation. We'll be on our radio station too. We'll be broadcasting everywhere. But we have a big vision. We also have a Hope House that we want to build too. I actually got the vision over on our board. I write all the visions that God gives me to pursue. Now, if you can give to this and help us pursue this vision, you know, hey, God will bless you. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. But anyways, that number is 833-645-2820. Anyways, guys, you got the number. Text the word give to that number. Give tonight from your heart. Obey God. Don't obey me. Obey him. Okay? All right, guys, good night. Thank you for tuning in. God bless every one of you, and I pray that God keeps you in all of your ways. God bless you.